Ruby, if you are an exiled dictator, you could have your pick of places to retire and take your money or your country's money with you. For Haiti's baby Doc Duvalier, it was Paris. The Shah of Iran went to Egypt. So if he is finally forced from power, where will Libya's Muammar Gaddafi go? The New York Times says another country in Africa is being considered. Stephen Kinzer speculates in the Daily Beast that Egypt's Hosni Mubarak might wind up in Israel, Mubarak being one of the few Arab leaders who supported that country. Ousted Ivory Coast leader Laurent Gbagbo is now under house arrest, but the U.S. was reportedly testing retirement options, including teaching posts at several U.S. universities, until Gbagbo refused to take a call from President Obama. So where do former dictators go nowadays? That's a question we asked international attorney Scott Horton. He helps foreign governments recover assets from ousted leaders. His recent article in Foreign Policy magazine is called Gimme Shelter. So, Scott, what has changed for ousted leaders?
Well, if we go back to the 19th century or the last century, up to about 1990, deposed dictators tended to buy a home somewhere on Lake Geneva in Switzerland or a townhouse in the Belgravia section of London, and they tended to live a very comfortable, peaceful existence. But things really have changed over the last 20 years. What we see now is they can get asylum, but they can't keep all the wolves successfully at bay. So deposed dictators tend to be hounded by successor governments, which claim that they robbed the country, that they stole money, and their civil claims brought against them. At the same time, by the International Criminal Court, which was created during the Clinton years and which investigates gross human rights violations and war crimes. And we see since 1990, 92 former heads of state or heads of government have been prosecuted. So it's a pretty dramatic upward-bound trend.
So, for instance, Slobodan Milosevic ends up in a trial in The Hague. He died during that trial. But Idi Amin goes where?
Idi Amin went to Saudi Arabia. It was very important when he picked Saudi Arabia. He wanted to go to a jurisdiction that didn't recognize the ICC and wouldn't extradite him, and Saudi Arabia falls into that group. In fact, Saudi Arabia, there are quite a few others who have been sheltered by the Saudis, and you mentioned Hosni Mubarak. It's been widely suspected that he would go to Saudi Arabia. In fact, at one point it was reported he had done so.
Well, we remember Ferdinand Marcos from the Philippines went to Hawaii. The U.S. offered him that. Why? Why does a country offer to host a deposed leader?
Well, there can be many different reasons. I mean, frequently there's been a long historical positive relationship with another country that offers shelter. But in other cases, like with the Swiss, I mean, they're delighted to have people who have money. It's a boon to their economy and to their banking system. Sometimes it's political. So that the Soviet Union and its satellite states sheltered deposed leftist dictators from around the world.
Well, but just one last question, Scott Horton. This new thinking that the world courts should go after these deposed leaders, does that get in the way of the other mission, which is to get the leaders out and get some peace into these countries? You know, I'm wondering, you know, with Libya right now, are countries more interested in maybe striking some sort of deal to stop the bloodshed?
Well, you put your finger on the perfect example of the problem. I mean, it's Libya today, and right now the U.S. and its allies would like nothing more than to see Muammar Gaddafi simply pack up and leave. But Gaddafi has limited options. Once he leaves Libya, he does face the prospect of being arrested, shipped to The Hague for prosecution. And I think these new developments make arrangements of this sort much more complicated. And right now, the U.S. is trying to work out something from Muammar Gaddafi. We saw that reported in the New York Times over the weekend. My own sources are telling me that Uganda and Zimbabwe are the key states they're talking to. But it's not clear that you can work out a deal that will give him absolute immunity. But they're focusing on countries that don't recognize the ICC and that wouldn't extradite him. So we would have some measure of protection if he went there.
Scott Horton, an international lawyer and lecturer at Columbia Law School, his article Gimme Shelter about, you know, just where do dictators go appears in the current edition of Foreign Policy magazine. We'll have it at our website, herenow.org. Scott, thanks.
Great to be with you.